First Chronicles 24 through 26:11. Now the divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar divided them according to their offices for their ministry. Since more chief men were found from the descendants of Eleazar than the descendants of Ithamar, they divided them this way. There were 16 heads of fathers' households of the descendants of Eleazar, and 8 of the descendants of Ithamar according to their fathers' households. So they were divided by lot, the one as the other, for they were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God, both from the descendants of Eleazar and descendants of Ithamar. Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, the scribe, from the Levites, recorded them in the presence of the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' households of the priests and the Levites, one father's household taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came out for Jehorib, the second for Jediah, the third for Harim, the fourth for Seorim, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamin, the seventh for Hakaz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jachim, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshabib, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hezer, the 18th for Hapazez, the 19th for Pethahiah, the 20th for Jehezkel, the 21st for Jachin, the 22nd for Gamel, the 23rd for Deliah, and the 24th for Maziah. These were their offices for their ministry when they entered the house of the Lord according to the ordinance given to them through their father Aaron, just as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. Now for the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jehadiah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the first, of the Isharites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, Jechamim the fourth, of the sons of Uzziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi, the sons of Jeziah, Beno. The sons of Merari, by Jeziah, were Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. By Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. By Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' households. These also cast lots just as their relatives, the sons of Aaron, did in the presence of David the king, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' households of the priests and of the Levites, the head of the fathers' households as well as those of his younger brother. Moreover, David and the commanders of the army set apart for the service some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, who were to prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. And the number of those who performed this service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zechur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, Mattathiah, 6 in all, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, with the harp, who prophesied in giving thanks and praising the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bekiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth. Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathath, Gedalti, and Romamti Ezer, Jashbekasha, Malathai, Hother, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, to exalt him according to the words of God. For God gave 14 sons and 3 daughters to Heman. All of these were under the direction of their father to sing in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the direction of the king. Their numbers who were trained in singing to the Lord, with their relatives, all who were skillful, was 288. They cast lots for their duties, all alike, the small as well as the great, the teacher as well as the pupil. Now the first lot came out for Asaph to Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, he with his relatives and sons were 12, the third to Zachar, his sons and his relatives 12, the fourth to Isri, his sons and his relatives 12, the fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his relatives 12, the sixth to Bekiah, his sons and his relatives 12, the seventh to Jesharalah, his sons and his relatives 12, the eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his relatives 12, the ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his relatives 12, the tenth to Shimei, his sons and his relatives 12, the 11th to Ezarel, his sons and his relatives 12, the 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 15th, Jeremoth, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 16th, Hananiah, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 17th, Jashbekasha, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 18th, Hanani, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 19th, Malathai, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 20th, Eliatha, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 21st, Hother, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 22nd, to Gedalti, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and his relatives 12, for the 24th, to Romamti Ezer, his sons and his relatives 12. For the divisions of the gatekeepers were there of the Korathites: Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, and Eliehoenai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sechar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pulathai the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah, sons were born who ruled over the house of their father, for they were valiant men. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Shemeshiah were valiant men. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were able men with strength for the service, 62 from Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 valiant men. Also Hosa, one of the sons of Merari, had sons: Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first; Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. Matthew 16. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came up, and putting Jesus to the test, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'There will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening.' You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you are unable to discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation wants a sign, and so a sign will not be given to it, except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They began to discuss this among themselves, saying, "He said that because we did not bring any bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand, nor remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you picked up, nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many large baskets you picked up? How is it that you did not understand that I did not speak to you about bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He said to them, "But who do you yourselves say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjana, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Then he gave his disciples strict orders that they were to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and to be killed, and to be raised up on the third day. Yet Peter took him aside, and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's purposes, but men's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what good will it do a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what will a person give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every person according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Acts 11. Now the apostles and the brothers and sisters who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, the Jewish believers took issue with him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained at length to them in an orderly sequence, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa, praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object coming down like a great sheet, lowered by 4 corners from the sky, and it came to where I was. And I stared at it, and was thinking about it. And I saw the 4-footed animals of the earth, the wild animals, the crawling creatures, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, By no means, Lord, for nothing unholy or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But a voice from heaven answered a second time, What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy. This happened three times, and everything was drawn back up into the sky. And behold, at that moment, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea came up to the house where we were staying, and the Spirit told me to go with them without misgivings. These brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. And he reported to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, Send some men to Joppa, and have Simon, who is also called Peter, brought here, and he will speak words to you by which you will be saved, you and all your household. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as he did upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he used to say, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if God gave them the same gift as he also gave us after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, Well then, God has also granted to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life. So then those who were scattered because of the persecution that occurred in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except the Jews alone. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a large number of them who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. Then, when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord, for he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and considerable numbers were added to the Lord. And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for an entire year they met with the church and taught considerable numbers of people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Now at this time some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and indicated by the Spirit that there would definitely be a severe famine all over the world, and this took place in the reign of Claudius. And to the extent that any of the disciples had means, each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brothers and sisters living in Judea. And they did this, sending it with Barnabas and Saul to the elders. Proverbs 6:20-35. My son, comply with the commandment of your father, and do not ignore the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light. And rebukes for discipline are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman. From the smooth tongue of the foreign woman, do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids, for the price of a prostitute reduces one to a loaf of bread. An adulteress hunts for a precious life. Can anyone take fire in his lap, and his clothes not be burned? Or can a person walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals, to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But when he is found, he must repay seven times as much. He must give up all the property of his house. One who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself commits it. He will find wounds and disgrace, and his shame will not be removed. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not have compassion on the day of vengeance. He will not accept any settlement, nor will he be satisfied, though you make it a large gift. Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have committed detestable acts. There is no one who does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of mankind to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. Together they are corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all the workers of injustice not know, who devour my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great dread, for God is with a righteous generation. You would put to shame the plan of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Jacob will rejoice, Israel will be glad.